We continue our summer reading series today with Joey Ito, a venture capitalist and consultant based in Tokyo. His firm, Neoteny, has invested in software for networking and weblogs, known as blogs. Joey Ito has his own blog where he writes about culture, media, and current events, and where he regularly updates a list of his 200 favorite blogs. Every morning he peruses two of them, Boing Boing and Metafilter. Both blogs feature content from multiple bloggers and provide links to everything from legal documents to book reviews. The evolution of the internet has changed the way Ito picks books.
I read books in a very different way now that I blog, because I always read books assuming that I'm going to write about them later. And I also try to read books that I think will be interesting to people who are reading my blog.
One of Ito's favorite blogs is Baghdad Burning. The site features vivid descriptions of daily life in Baghdad, written by an Iraqi woman who calls herself Riverbend. Ito also checks in on Editor Myself, a blog created by an Iranian nicknamed Hoder.
Hoder had written in Persian a page on how to blog that really sparked the blog movement in Iran. And he's kind of the bridge between the Persian blogs and English readers. And it's interesting to see the popularity of blogs in cultures where you do have lack of freedom of the press or some oppression of free thought.
One of Ito's favorite authors is Lawrence Lessig, founder of the Center for Internet and Society at Stanford Law School. Lessig's most recent book is Free Culture. In it, he explores the tensions between corporate copyright ownership and creative works in the public domain. Ito says he had some difficulty getting through the book, but it helped him to better grasp some important ideas.
The sound bites that we get on radio and TV and things like that about, you know, are you for or against copyright, or piracy is bad, and it's not that simple for people to understand. So it's, I think it's an important book to read. And it will affect the future of creativity. And I think we're having that struggle right now in Congress, so it's a very timely book.
Ito just finished the uncorrected page proofs of We the Media, a forthcoming book by Dan Gilmore. A columnist for the San Jose Mercury News, Gilmore writes about how audiences have become part of the media they consume. He imagines a world where either the mass media could be taken over by bloggers, or where bloggers and credentialed reporters can happily coexist.
People are starting to read and know about blogs, but we haven't yet developed a dialogue, a constructive dialogue between bloggers and journalists. And especially during these times where people are starting to question the media and Michael Moore's movies and things like that, it's really interesting to see a professional journalist jump into this area and try to deconstruct it.
Venture capitalist and blogger Joey Ito. To learn more about his favorite blogs and about our summer reading series, please visit the books page at npr.org.